This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. 7 weeks have passed since the first U.S. case of coronavirus was announced, and the government is failing to account for what could be thousands of additional infections because of ongoing problems with testing. The effort was initially hobbled by delays in getting test kits out to public health labs, but the stumbles have continued. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert at the National Institutes of Health, says people need to act now to prevent a wider outbreak.
Sometimes when you make it, whether it be Maryland, whatever they did, you make a decision to do something, and someone might say, well, are you overreacting? We gotta lose that. We gotta start looking at doing things now in anticipation of what might happen.
For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough, but for some, especially older adults or those with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness, including pneumonia. Wall Street had its worst day Thursday since the so-called Black Monday crash of 1987, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
It was a devastating day on Wall Street. Stocks suffered their most severe beating since the Black Monday crash of 1987, with coronavirus fears sparking another sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 10% of value, falling 2,300 points to close at 21,200. The S&P 500 gave up 9.51%, dropping 260 points to 2,480.64. The Nasdaq Composite lost 750 points, or 9.43%, to 7,201. Stocks went on the downturn from the opening bell, plunging so fast that a 15-minute trading halt was triggered for the second time this week. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.